This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Back at it at 855 Law Radio or Radio Law Talk. We've got a Twitter account, Facebook page, we've got a website. We even have an Instagram page if you want to talk to us or follow us or talk to us about the latest goings-on during the week. Go ahead and just follow us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter or Instagram. We like all that social media stuff. Beautiful, beautiful summer day here with Denise, myself, and Todd. Denise is a family law attorney. I am a personal injury lawyer. I did a little bit of real estate back from the very beginning in the early 90s. Very little, but a personal injury lawyer. And then we got Todd Cuden, who's a former prosecutor out of Tennessee and of California, who now has his own general criminal practice. That's what he does. And we have Cal
Hunter. He represents general criminals.
There are a select group that I just can't take, but...
But Cal,
select group.
Cal is a three-time Emmy Award nominated, but never a winner, but thinks he's a lawyer.
Right.
Right? Thinks he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer wannabe.
It's like the guys on the TV commercials. You know, they say, well, I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, so, you know.
Right. All I got to say, Cal, is I've met many a lawyer. I think you're smarter than a lot of them, so there you go.
I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're here. We're going to talk about a case or no case. That's our game we like to play that everybody loves. We're going to talk about Epstein. That's going to take up some time. There's a lot of theories going on. We're going to talk as lawyers about this. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. Do not use us as your legal advice. Thank you for emailing us quite often. We love your emails, but a lot of times I have to say, sorry, we can't give out legal advice over the air. Remember, you can, however, use Radio Law Talk against your in-laws or family members you don't like around the dinner table or usually a picnic. Or sometimes at a church picnic is good, or at a work picnic or dinner is good to use us to thwart the they-sayers. And that's what's important.
The only advice I ever really can give here is I advise you to hire an attorney.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
That's my advice.
So we're going to talk about Epstein, Facebook lawsuit, about face recognition. And what does swatted mean? We're going to talk about what swatted mean. There is an actual criminal issue or criminal case, criminal laws against what's called swatting. And I'm telling you, till I studied up on this issue, I had no idea what they're talking about. Denise and I probably didn't. Todd did probably.
It has nothing to do with disciplining your child.
That's exactly right. And we might, if we can get into it and have enough time, we're going to talk about ASAP. What was it? ASAP Rocky was found guilty in Sweden. He's a rapper. And we're going to discuss that fight and what happened with that. And actually, President Trump got involved, and so did some other famous actors and actresses to try to help him out. So let's do this. Let's get case or no case rolling right away, Cal, because I won the last one. And I hope you added my 2 points on. And I think my colleagues need help to catch up.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
And again, we remind you, this is strictly a game. There'll be no wagering allowed. And now I take you to Alpharetta, Georgia, where a woman by the name of Mimi Buckwalter had a problem. Her doctor suggested that she take a drug for her cold, an antihistamine. The doctor suggested a name brand that is said now it has some potential side effects, so read up on them. She went to the drugstore, looked at the label of the name brand, and it specified how often she should take this pseudoephedrine drug. She looked at the name brand version and read the warnings and said, okay, and took the generic medicine home. There were warnings on the generic, but they were kind of hard to see. And but anyway, it didn't matter. She took the medicine home and popped them, and immediately, after about 45 minutes, began experiencing heart palpitations, a pretty serious complication. Well, she looked at the generic bottle and couldn't see these warnings, and she thought, well, maybe it's just me, maybe it's my cold. And so she called the doctor the next day. The doctor said, what are you doing? You were supposed to call me, the warning said to reach out to me the second this happens. If you have heart complications with this stuff, what are you doing? And especially because the lack of timely response in the elderly Miss Buckwalter, Miss Buckwalter,
Mimi,
may cause her some serious medical problems that could damage her heart for the rest of her life. So I ask you, and I'm going to start with you, Mr. Penny, in this case, mm-hmm. case or no case? What do you think?
I don't think you're going to do two no cases in a row. So this is my strategery goes first.
Okay.
And so I'm going to call it a case, and this is a standard thing that happens all the time. Miss Buckwalter does buy. In fact, I have dealt with cases where they have gotten generic medications, and it was the wrong medication. Whoopsie doopsie, they took it, and something happens to them. Those are cases that I've handled in the past, quite some time ago, actually. But the warnings, they're there for a reason. Let me generally state, all they have to do is give you the proper warnings. Doesn't mean they're not going to get sued or didn't have knowledge that even with the warnings, they're still going to have issues. The lady should have called her doctor. I'm going to say it's a case, and she loses.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
You know, this reminds me of that story. I think I heard it on Paul Harvey a long time ago or something about the person that had an ear infection, and they were given drops by the doctor, and they're supposed to put a couple of drops in their right ear every couple of hours, and I'll be danged if the pharmacist didn't mess up and they left out the space between R and ear. So it's supposed to say 2 drops in R space ear every 2 hours. It read, Doc, my earache is still here, because the instructions read 2 drops in rear every hour. I don't know how this is going to help my hearing, but...
Who's the one that had to put the drops in?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just, whatever.
Charles, I know we're next door neighbors, and I borrowed the mower, but do you mind?
We're friends, right? Okay.
Here's your mower back.
By the way,
no.
You could give me a hand here. I got this dropper, and could you maybe run your hands under some hot water there before we finish this procedure? Okay, so I'm just gonna go along with Fred, because there's something I learned a while ago that I should have adhered to, which is the man seated to my right has been very successful in life, and that has to bleed over to case or no case. And you just can't go wrong if you hitch your wagon to Fred Penny. So I'm going to go what he said.
Nice. Okay. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
What case? Year was this?
This was in, I don't know. Let me look. Do I have the year?
Hurry and make it up, Cal.
I don't have a year. I don't know. Don't have a year. Sorry.
You don't have a year. Because it sounds like... Like, you know how your pharmacist has to talk to you and give you the warnings and now do all that because some people can't read, write, or all that? Because this was too small. She couldn't read the writing. She couldn't read anything about the warnings. And I just think that Cal needs glasses. So I'm going to say no case.
No case? You're going 2 no cases in a row?
I am. I didn't get it right last time.
I know, but you're going 2 in a row. Well, we're going to find out when come back, Denise, if you're right, or I'm right, or Todd and I are right. Because Todd's hitching his ride to a person that thinks he's successful. The wife reminds me I'm not. And so,
successful enough.
No. As my brother, I'm going to be careful. As one I know that is a judge, as soon as he put his robe on and here's the garbage. Take it out.
Big man.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about case or no case. If it's Denise, myself, or Todd that wins, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
We appreciate you turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at Northwest.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Mimi Buckwalter, did she have a case when she took some pills that had some warning of heart problems on it and she couldn't read the warning labels because it was too small? Cal, what say you?
Well, I'll say first off that I have a great pharmacist, and many of us do, right? And every once in a while, I'll get into a discussion with that pharmacist and say, well, you know, you give me these generics, and when you give me a name brand, there's a bunch of stuff printed on the name brand box, and when you give me a generic, I can't read it. And if she said, that's okay. If we give you the sheet of paper that comes with it, according to the federal standard, it's just as good as if you had it on the label. And I thought, you know, That might make an interesting case or no case.
Denise, I did it twice in a row.
For those of you who said this was a case, that would be Fred and Todd. Todd's hanging his head in shame. I'd say, oh man.
I didn't think you'd get us two in a row with no case.
Well, here's the good news. Next time, I'm taking you to Texas and oil country for case.
Denise.
Yeah, we don't have a Denise. What do you think was made up?
We'll get one of the kids to come in and say Denise.
That's a good idea. That's case or no case. Now back to the show. Thanks, guys.
All right. But you're still following.
Hi.
Fred Penny's still way ahead of Todd.
Hey, look.
I can give you the score if you want.
Yeah,
it's all about statistics, and I'm still going to, you know, hitch my wagon here because, you know, 9 out of 10 ain't bad.
Well, Todd has 17 points and Fred has 31, so there's been an unhitched wagon a couple of times.
What about Denise?
Denise has 27.
Okay, you're catching me,
Denise. Pretty close.
4 points more.
Yeah,
so. But, you know, that's kind of like...
Did we lose points at last game? Last
you got a zero last time. You had 25.
No. I'm just saying, like Fred, I had him at 35.
Do the listeners care
about
this?
Did we actually lose things
Denise,
last week?
Denise,
no,
Denise,
they don't care.
Denise,
the listeners
care. If he has Fred at 31,
okay,
don't go
up.
Saying he's got 35.
He's ahead of you. Be quiet.
But I had you at 18.
Note to self, if ever caught behind enemy lines, hope Denise doesn't have zero.
What gun?
Yeah.
Oh, this.
Okay, they're landing on the beach tomorrow.
Yeah. No, it wasn't me and him that robbed the bank. There were 10 of us. Bill, John,
Francine. Is that what was happening in Epstein's jet?
Yeah.
For those of you who've been living under a rock, as I always say, there's a guy by the name of Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide in, supposedly they're claiming, in prison. He was a billionaire. Now, I was just bringing this up and talking to Cal during the break. And Cal made a great point. I said, I don't get this guy's worth $1 billion with a B. And he's trying to bring young girls into his jet and trying to have sexual relations with young girls. What? The guy's a billionaire. He can get any lady he wants. And ladies, by the way, I'm not saying this because you can be bought. But I'm just saying, you know, look, if you got money, there is, you know, people that like you. You know, man, woman, whatever. You're liked. You can be liked. And again, I don't want to come across that way, but that is very true. What is he thinking? And Cal turned to me and said, just because he's got money doesn't mean he's smart, Fred. And I said, good point, Cal. And this guy had in 2008, and you can go to our www.radiolawtalk.com, go to our podcast. We've talked about this for the past few weeks. In 2008, was basically found guilty and served some time, actually.
He pled. He was being investigated and charged by the federal federal prosecutors in Miami,
yes,
or in Florida. And he pled to two state prostitution charges. And
right,
he served, I believe it was 16 months, in state prison. So that was a deal that he worked out. And he was able to get a no-prosecute agreement against certain of his friends that were around him that were also, you know, co-conspirators or alleged to be co-conspirators. And that, he thought, okay, that happened in 2008. It's done. It's for what acts I did between 2002 and 2005. It's over, right?
Right.
But what did New York do? New York said, no. No, it's not over because you haven't been prosecuted federally yet. So we can come in New York State, and federally prosecute you. And they arrested him on July 7th, I believe, of this year.
And this didn't just end in 2008, apparently. It went on past that, didn't it? Did he do other things also, they're alleging, or not?
One of the allegations was that he had to have a term of house arrest or arrest in Florida for the 2008, and the way they worked that was he would spend the nights in jail, but he was able to go to his place of business during the day. And the allegation is that at any given time, there were at least three females brought in for him to engage in sexual relations with while he was at the office. And so the question is, who was funneling the people in and getting that? And so it's just a nightmare.
Right. And now the coroner in New York actually found that he committed suicide.
Yeah, so what they found, Denise, is in detail, is that he had taken bed sheets. So he was not on suicide watch. He was on suicide watch. Was not, then was not. And apparently, again, the rumors are flying, and there's allegations that his attorneys took him off suicide watch. It wasn't the jail or the Justice Department.
Or they had lobbied to get him off. Agreed,
right.
Yes.
And they agreed to take him off, and they found him, according to the coroner's report, strangulation. Not strangled, but he committed suicide by hanging himself, tying the bed sheets together around his neck. Now.
And broke a very important bone in the very front of his neck.
The hyoid bone, yes.
Yes, it's very hard to break that bone.
But Cal was bringing up another good point, though, and we're not doctors, but the older you get, the more brittle it is, so it might have been easier to break as an older man.
And this may have been a second attempt as well.
Yes, and the issue is, how does this all happen in jail? And a lot of people are still thinking it's difficult to commit suicide in jail. And not only that, they're supposed to be watching him every 30 minutes. And supposedly they had signed off on it, and they have videos showing that the guards were not actually watching them at the time. So I don't know if it was just laziness or if it was someone that was kind of pushing some buttons. We're going to talk more about some interesting things in this Epstein case when we come back. We'll be right back. 855 Law Radio.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and, of course, on your favorite radio station. Thanks for listening.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said this morning that leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of unspecified new weapons, seen as an attempt to pressure Washington and Seoul over slow nuclear negotiations and the joint military exercises. Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency said that following the launches, Kim expressed great satisfaction over his military's mysterious and amazing success rate in recent testing activity. The launches were North Korea's sixth round of tests since late July and revealed developments of a new rocket artillery system and two separate short-range missile ballistic systems that experts say would expand its ability to strike targets throughout South Korea, including United States bases there. Thanks for listening on your Saturday. Remember to watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shell Rotel, a gas truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
So in the Epstein case, we're going to get into the civil trial that has just began, and we're going to discuss that in a minute, but we're still kind of setting this up. Todd and I, during the break, we're talking about a few interesting things about Epstein's death.
That's right. And so the medical examiner in New York has ruled that it was a suicide. But again, as we talked about, there are a couple things that are unique about it. I mean, first off, the hyoid bone, which is right around where the Adam's apple is, was broken, as well as they found other bones that were broken. My guess is that could have been the way he attempted suicide with the bed sheet. If he had several attempts to try to do that, that might have been responsible for how that happened. But as Fred was pointing out, the guards were supposed to be checking in on him every 30 minutes, and the indication now is they actually had fallen asleep. And when they found him dead, they went back and falsified their reports to the allegation is to make it look like they had gone, but video showed that they had not actually been looking in on him every 30 minutes like they were supposed to.
Isn't it interesting that as soon as this came out, the union came out and said, well, you know, these guys are working overtime shifts. Well, yeah, you work overtime. That happens. I don't understand. But that was the first line of defense for their representative was, well, you know, they're working overtime.
Yeah, and tired.
Yeah, so does that justify sleeping on the job? I'm confused by that. But secondly, there are various scenarios, if you really want to think about it, where a person could break the hyoid bone, even a six-foot-tall guy, if he could jump from the bunk bed with enough pressure to put the snap on the neck, because that's how hanging kills people, is by breaking their neck. That's how it works.
Yeah. But and then that brings on the heart attack.
Precisely.
Yeah. And that's an important point, Denise, that you just raised there, which was a lot of terms are getting confused and thrown around. So the medical examiner determined that it was started by the hanging or the hanging in the jail cell. But hanging if you die by hanging, your cause of death would be a strangulation or something like that. Epstein actually died from a heart attack, which is when they found him hanging, they got him, they took him to the hospital. He had had a heart attack, and the heart failure was what did him in. That's what killed him. Long and short of it, at this point, he's dead. And there's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not it was a murder or whether or not it was suicide, and the medical examiner has ruled, coroner has ruled, that it was a suicide. I found it kind of interesting in one report that I wrote or that I read with regard to this, when they're talking about the Epstein case, and the commenter said, if this report from the Wall Street Journal is accurate, it certainly begins to look like the person chiefly responsible for Jeffrey Epstein being dead is Jeffrey Epstein. And my thought was, well, if it wasn't a murder, isn't that a given?
But here's the question. I would really like to know, if this case were presented to you, Todd, Fred, Denise, would you say, I mean, just on the facts that you have or the information you have, murder, jail-assisted suicide, Epstein by himself, how would you call it?
I would say that he wanted to kill himself. That's what I would say. And it's to escape being in prison. He had already been in prison before, but he got out every work day.
Right.
He had to spend the nights and the weekends, apparently, in the jail.
And it was in a jail, not the prison anyway.
That's true. Right. And now he's in hardcore federal prison. And everybody's probably the most notorious person in that prison. And he also alleged that he had been, you know, kind of roughed up by some of the other, by one of his prison roommates.
Buddies, yes. right.
And, you know, that type of stuff. And I think he just said, hey, life's too short. Let's shorten my life.
It's going to get shorter.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I would say that this is a suicide on his part, not assisted by anybody else. And I mean, look, if anything, maybe I could see a scenario where maybe he greases the skids to the guards to say, hey, if you guys look the other way, I'll do this, and there's an account with money. Yeah, I think if that came to light, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but I don't think that it was a murder to keep him quiet for this reason. Usually in cases where people have information about somebody else, that information would come to light in some sort of trade, right? So if you turn evidence against this person, then they can be prosecuted, and that's where it comes to light, and the person is silenced by murder or whatever to keep that from happening. After the outcry of the 2008 resolution, I find it hard to believe that any prosecuting entity, any state agency would touch reaching some sort of a quid pro quo deal with Epstein with a 10-foot cattle prod. It wasn't going to happen, given what happened previously.
Political suicide.
Yeah, he might have had all the information in the world. He could not find, to put it in financial terms, somebody to buy that stock. That was not going to happen.
There were really high-powered persons that were kind of alleged to be unnamed co-conspirators. Wexner, one of his best friends, former best friends, some of the incidents were alleged to happen in his home. And then
it's all allegations.
These are allegations. I'm really clear. These are just allegations of co-conspirators. It's not actual.
Yeah.
But there are some rumors about Alan Dershowitz, a very famous lawyer, about Prince Andrew, about Trump, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton. That's kind of a funny little group.
Democrat and a Republican.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the former New Mexico governor, Bill Richardson. And then you've also got the former U.S. Senator George Mitchell. All of those have had some allegations brought against them. They may not be true, but it does bring this to the public.
Yeah.
And it does make this more important, because what are we trying to achieve? We're trying to get public officials who are corrupt.
So here's the thing that I want to say also on that issue. Don't forget, a guy like Epstein, you know, a billionaire, he is walking around all circles. How many people has this guy touched their lives, or people have been involved? Thousands, tens of thousands, maybe 100,000. And for people, and now that this is a big deal, what kind of gets me, worries me about the I'm going to call it the immediacy news, Twitter, Instagram, immediate news, is that doesn't mean they're guilty just because they saw the guy. I go to functions everywhere, and Denise does, and Todd. I shake hands with people. I'm sitting with them at tables, and I deal with them. And later I find, oh, that guy's kind of a weirdo or has done some bad things.
Or but, registered sex offender.
Yeah, or, and I don't know. And you don't know. Or even that you've, you know, showed up at a party where they were, you know?
And talking about the immediacy, I'll give you an example. It's a case we covered here on Radio Law Talk. Kevin Spacey. Right? When Kevin Spacey was first facing charges in Nantucket, that was front page, above the fold in newsprint, top headline in CNN, NBC, Fox News, Kevin Spacey charged in sexual assault. When the case was ultimately dismissed by the prosecutor after the preliminary hearing, when everything just went crazy and all the evidence dried up, that news was back page news. It was, you know, on the second page of whatever Google hit, it didn't get any place. So the public was aware that he was being prosecuted. That's going to stick in people's mind. There's a whole bunch of people out there thinking now that he actually assaulted somebody in Nantucket, and they didn't even see that that case was dismissed. And the same thing's true here. Right. It's the shock value of the association.
All the people, all their associated. Yeah.
And speaking of association, the FBI right now today is out on his 7 or 8,000 acre Zorro Ranch.
Right.
From where he planned to impregnate as many people as he could with his seed, to pass on his seed.
You're
to
talking
the world.
About Epstein, yes. Right?
Yeah. That's an allegation. I didn't hear about that.
No, that was
no,
his deal.
That was his thing.
Yeah, was his
really?
Thing.
Yes,
yeah.
he wanted to have as many children as he possibly had.
Boy, that's a strange guy. I knew he was strange, but I didn't hear about that one.
I think when we come back, we need to talk about the victims now and what the law is now to assist the victims.
All right, we'll be back.
No, you've got time.
Because we're talking about people who are fearful, and one of them was, I hope I pronounced this name right, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was an associate that people thought, oh, she could be getting in trouble. Well, a lawsuit's now been filed against her.
And others.
And others identified as Jane Doe's 1 through 4.
Right.
But she is the one named in the lawsuit. And the primary allegation in this lawsuit is she is the one, among others, that would help to procure and groom these females for introduction to Epstein. Those are the allegations.
These teenage girls.
Yeah.
And the one that's bringing this lawsuit is Jennifer Arrows. And it's interesting, her story. And we're going to go over her story briefly and what she's saying happened and how this happened with Epstein. And not just her. She's just the tip of the iceberg, according to the attorneys and according to others. So that's what we're going to get into when we get back. And Cal, I think you can just take us out. But it's interesting because she's been on NBC News with an exclusive talking about it. I've looked at it. I've read some stuff. And what a brave young lady, by the way.
A lot of stuff to talk about coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. You stay right there, and we will be right back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your radio and or at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Oh, stop it. Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Mr. Epstein's assistant, Miss Maxwell, which we talked about, she's 57 now approximately. Apparently she was the person that got this Jennifer Eros involved with Mr. Epstein. And apparently this is what happened in New York near his townhome. Not her. What do you mean not her?
It was another person that did it, but Maxwell was involved day to day, but not the one that actually got the girl, the victim.
Now, that's Jennifer Eros. It wasn't Miss Maxwell that was bringing her over. That was someone else. But
yes. But
she apparently, according to Jennifer Eros and her attorney, she was almost like the puppeteer, you know, doing this. And that's what I'm trying to
get. Yeah, exactly.
That was a good clarification. So what happens is she is in a school that is an arts school, and she wants to be an actress, and it's a very prestigious, apparently, art-type school. Not like painting art, but like the arts. Some gal came up and started talking to her and got to know her somehow, and in a long story short, got her to come meet Mr. Epstein. Her father, that is Jennifer Eros' father, had passed away previously. And
from cancer.
From cancer, and they kind of groomed her. I guess the whole issue is she was groomed, is what these are her allegations, by the way.
So the person that procured her actually said that your father wanted you to meet Mr. Epstein, and Mr. Epstein wants to help you because he understands that your father has died. So they actually use the death of the father in procuring this person, this woman, or at the time a teenager, and taking and getting him hooked up with Epstein.
And by the way, these are allegations, and by the way, denied vehemently by the other side, which we haven't heard their side, so you remember that. Innocent until proven guilty. But she goes on the television and talks. She was only 14 and 15 at the time, and she came home with $300, you know, and he'd give her $300. At first it was just a meeting, and then she claims that, again, allegations claim that she was groomed, and then acts that occurred after that, but Todd.
And then she said she did not, after she was raped, she did not go back.
That's right.
Ever.
Which was smart. She did the, according to her allegations, she left. But Todd brought up a very interesting question during the break.
Yeah, so this was all alleged to happen when she was, 13, 14 years old. And, you know, I had a 13-year-old daughter that was in a middle school. I picked her up every day from school. And I could tell you, if my daughter came home and said, if I went to go pick her up and she wasn't there, or if I heard that somebody that I didn't know was meeting with my daughter and having coffee and then arranging, meetings, and I might not even know about the meetings, but I do know my daughter's now coming home with $300 a pop, and having a little bit of money. My question is, who was there? Where were the parents to look?
The mom.
At what's going on, or whoever, the mom, or if she remarried, I don't know, but where were the parents looking after this? I want to be clear here. I am not suggesting this or saying this in any way to provide a defense or to condone any of the actions by Maxwell, the Jane Does that are alleged here, or Epstein, or anybody. I'm not. My question is, where were the parents in this?
And I can answer that. Maybe she's a single mom, maybe she's not, but my mom would have been working two or three jobs just trying to support us, because we had many children, and she always had to work two or three jobs. She never, at one point, was only working one job while I was a teenager or younger.
Now, let me tell you why I think that would hurt Maxwell and Epstein. Because if that is the case, if it was the case with Araz that her mom was a single mom, then it's even worse that not only are they preying on somebody whose father died tragically, but they're also going after somebody that they know is what we used to call when I was a kid, a latchkey kid whose parents aren't there, and they're swooping in because they know there's no adult involvement.
Yes.
And when people are looking at, just as a public service announcement, when people are looking at what we can do in the future to protect our kids from this kind of behavior, because let me tell you, it doesn't take a billionaire to prey on a child, right? Anybody can do it, but what do you do? They are less likely to do that if parents are heavily involved in the lives of their children.
Do you remember last week when I asked about the statute of limitations and whether or not they could actually sue the estate of Epstein, right? Well, there is an answer now. There was a New York law that was passed in, it was actually legislated in January and passed in February by the governor, and it is now the New York's Child Victims Act. And this is lengthening the statute of limitation and allowing for these types of claims to come back and be brought.
Criminally?
It's civilly.
So this does not allow for criminal prosecution based upon this, but it does expose perpetrators to civil liability.
Civil liability. And it's open now for anybody that of any age that has been abused as a child. One year now, they can bring the suit.
From enactment.
No, from the enactment, which was February 28th of 2019.
My understanding is it was passed in February, but it went into effect 2 days ago.
Now, right. That's true. And it was actually signed into law in February, and then it's now become active. So they have 1 year to bring it, and it doesn't matter the age. It also had the impact of lengthening the statute of limitation to 5 years. That means anybody that 5 years from the act that they're complaining of to 5 years later, anybody of any age up to 55 can bring that act. So now,
bring a
lawsuit. So it's very interesting that happened and the way this has happened and the timing of everything, because literally, it was not enacted about Epstein. It was enacted for other victims, but now it's going to really impact the civil lawsuits against Epstein's estate and against the alleged co-conspirators.
In New York. We're talking
in
New York. And actually, there's multiple young women that are accusing Maxwell of this, and so there's going to be more lawsuits coming down the pike because and it's not only against Maxwell and the estate. Maxwell's his assistant we talked about, but there's other unnamed individuals that might be brought in.
I think it's a maid. I think it's a housekeeper. And then it was some kind of another assistant besides Maxwell.
Well, and you know this was happening. Let's go back to 2008, right? He's supposed to serve his jail time, but the allegation was while he was at work, because remember, he had to do the nights in jail, but then he was able to go to his place of business to work. Now, he's still under a form of arrest, which means he can't leave the place of business and go elsewhere. He's supposed to go from the jail to the office and then back to the jail at night, and yet the allegations are that there was a constant stream of girls going in Florida. Now, this is a New York case, but I'm just talking about the behavior of Epstein. How does he get that constant stream of individuals going to that office if he can't go out and procure them himself? He has to have surrogates out there doing essentially recruiting. And you know, if he has a trusted group that he uses, it's not shocking that he would take that Florida group of actors and then use them up in New York. Fred,
here's the interesting thing about this. Remember in his plea agreement in 2008, round numbers, his plea agreement did not include Miss Maxwell. So she did not, it named a number of his co-conspirators, but she was not named in that agreement that for prosecution. So interesting that...
Oh, I thought she was.
No, was not named in the agreement.
Wow.
Yeah, so the issue
so
is...
So she has exposure.
She may have some exposure.
Yeah.
So not only does she maybe have some civil exposure, but maybe some criminal exposure, and we're going to follow this, but here's the interesting thing. Who's got the money? They're going to follow the money. There's $1 billion sitting there that his heirs, and I don't know much about Epstein. Did he have children? Did he have a wife? I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Well, according to Cal, he wanted to have a lot of children, but he never got around to it.
Wasn't for lack of trying.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But take a good job, Cal. But yeah, but I'm just wondering who those heirs are, and those heirs are going to be fighting for that money. It's not like $1 million, which is a lot of money. This is $1 billion with a B.
Actually, it turned out in his financial filings with the court, his net worth was more like $500 million when he actually had to file his documents. He had been fraudulently telling people he was a billionaire.
Oh,
so
wow.
A little less, but well, still more money than I got.
All right, thanks for joining us this hour. This is the end of hour number two. If you want to join us and are not able to listen to us live, go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.